Good morning and welcome to FAX's Market Preview. Today is Friday, November 10th, 2023. U.S. futures are pointing to a higher open in recovery as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened in the negative territory as they catch up with the Wall Street's late sell-off. Asian markets went lower on Friday. Markets are in risk-off mode following Fed Chair Powell's comments on interest rates at the IMF conference. With a hawkish spin, he said the Fed will not hesitate to tighten again if needed and expressed uncertainty whether policy was sufficiently restrictive. The remarks, while not new, have led to the dialing back of 2024 rate cut expectations. And this follows a pickup in concerns over how the markets had become too optimistic on hopes for a dovish Fed pivot. Elsewhere, the Reserve Bank of Australia upgraded its CPI forecast, now projecting that inflation will not return inside the 2-3% target band through 2025. The GDP outlook was upgraded and the unemployment rate projections were lowered. Economists' takeaways are mixed on whether the bank will hike again, with some anticipating a February move if the upcoming CPI prints continue to surprise higher, while others believe that Tuesday's rate hike was the final one. In other developments, Treasury Secretary Yellen and Chinese Vice Premier He are beginning 2 days of talks on economic security and other challenges. On the data front, the UK Q3 GDP came in flat, pointing to a stagnated economy. The UK September construction output and industrial production both came in higher than estimates. Italy's September industrial production was also better than consensus, while Austria's reading missed. Key focus on the US macro calendar today is the November preliminary Michigan consumer sentiment, due at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. In corporate news, Verizon has reached an agreement to offer ad-supported streaming bundle of Netflix and Warner Bros. Max at a discounted price of $10 per month. People familiar with the matter say that Netflix and Warner Bros. Will have to share revenue with Verizon as part of the arrangement. Meta has reached a deal to sell cheaper VR headset in China, with Tencent being the exclusive seller of the gadget, and sales will start in late 2024, according to Reuters. In Asia, equities traded lower across the region on Friday. Japan and Australia closed lower. Hong Kong had another sharply lower day, while mainland China shares were relatively outperforming, with the PBOC governor reiterating that property sector risks are manageable. There were sustained losses elsewhere in APAC, although none had a decline of over 1%. European equity markets have opened lower except for Denmark. Regional focus today is on European Central Bank Lagarde later today, as well as Bundesbank Chief Nagel for policy indications. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Friday, November 10th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FAXit.